This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says he still cannot say when the state will relax stay-at-home orders and social distancing measures. He also updated the numbers in Colorado. 8,253 cases of COVID-19. 1,624 patients have been hospitalized, though some have been released. And 348 people have died, up 19 from yesterday. Officials say more Denver residents are dying at an alarming rate from a certain opioid. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez has the details.
Data released this week shows fatal drug overdoses in Denver involving fentanyl, a powerful opioid that can be 100 times stronger than morphine, tripled in Denver between 2018 and 2019. City officials said the drug was found in nearly 25% of all fatal drug overdoses last year. Denver had more than 200 drug-related deaths. Officials say they're working with local partners to alert users when fentanyl is found in the city's recreational drug supply. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
A Western Colorado electric utility has announced plans to develop solar energy and break from its cooperative. It is the first of many local renewable projects for the Delta Montrose Electric Association. Spokesman Jason Bronek says the utility will pay nearly $63 million to split from Tri-State Generation and Transmission.
It's a larger vision for us. It's independence, it's local control, it's, you know, resiliency.
Two other tri-state members in Colorado are currently exploring whether to cut ties with the rural power provider. Coming up on the program, as governors take the lead on responding to coronavirus, Republicans and Democrats have charted different courses. We'll have an interview with Missouri Republican Mike Parson next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, abortion clinics in Colorado have seen an increase in patients from Texas and other states where clinics have been deemed non-essential during the coronavirus outbreak. CPR's Claire Cleveland has that story coming up in 10 minutes here on All Things Considered. It's 49 in Denver, 39 in Vail. This is CPR News.